welcome back. You know, if we had to do it over again, if we role-played and we literally took the questions of Lester Holt, I would have answered the questions completely different and pivoted on them. I would leave out the sexual stuff of Bill Clinton. I think it's the gutter fight is one that, that Clinton wants to keep in the gutter, because if you bring it up to a higher level and you talk about policy of how to make America stronger, to bring back jobs, to close our borders, to bring in rapid immigration so people so it doesn't cost a fortune of good people, good families, good technical skills, good citizens that are non-Muslim, Islam doesn't is not compatible with America. And we, and to be honest, we don't need to selectively just cut off Muslim immigration from so-called selective Muslim countries. We need to cut off all Muslim immigration. Islam is not consistent with the American Constitution. And it doesn't matter if they're a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever. And I can tell you the reason why we have Bill Warner on the program, it's real simple, that the more passive forms of Islam will not criticize the more extreme forms because it's against their own internal religious laws. And that's why when you have groups like even in Houston, and you're going to have a protest against extreme Islam, when they first brought out and followed Trump, there were several hundred Muslim imams that were moderate that wanted to actually have some vetting and properly make sure these people don't get in here, they're terrorists, because they knew that once it happened, many of the Muslims would end up in civil detention camp if the country really turned on them. Now, there's almost 9.5 million Muslims in America. If you want to help them, what you do is you literally turn off the immigration thing until you can make certain that one thing. Number one, they have to sign that they do not support Sharia law ever, number one. Number two, they don't have, they're going to have metadata tracking them to make sure that on phone, fax, email, and Twitter, et cetera, that in social media for years, we're going to make certain that there's no contact with anything to suggest that they support radical Islam. Okay? Under those conditions, we can say, yes, you can come in. But you got to have to understand that Islam is not consistent. We need to also have people in the mosques listening in their Arabic language to make sure that they don't have to teach extreme Islam. Then we can form a new form of Islam that doesn't believe in the foolishness of much of their so-called religion, which is a geopolitical control system, and those Muslims could stay. And we could have a limited amount from countries that don't preach extreme Islam. But we have highly inbred people, very poor educated, literally living out of the 7th, 8th centuries. You're going to have really serious problems in America. And you don't want, like in Sweden, primary cause of a crime they have there is rape. It's the rape capital of Europe. This is not okay. It's not okay. And it's not okay to have giant groups of people with no-go zones all over France and now over places in Germany where you, the police can't even go. So that's not acceptable. I don't care what people say is your first humanitarian. Humanitarian would be what Trump says is to build basically new zones and rebuild our homes. And at a cost of 1/12, you can help all these people in their home country and you can stop all these wars. These wars are promulgated by the globalists like the Project for the New American Century. We have solutions. People like Hillary, Obama, and by the way, George Bush and George Bush Sr., they want conflict. They're the masters of chaos. We need to realize this is all tied to the plan with Israel to cause chaos in all the surrounding nations so they maintain prescient control of everything. For example, most people realize it's through the state of Israel that the oil is shuttled through Iraq, through to the Rothschilds, who actually sell it to the Chinese. And now the Chinese, since the Gulf Wars, have actually now the fifth largest oil refining company on earth. As a result of our Gulf Wars, we spent $6 to $10 trillion. The Chinese now have the fifth largest oil refining company on earth, and they have no oil. There's no oil in China. There's very little in the South China Sea they have access to. And what people need to realize is that we're doing everything for global business and not for America. America's not first. So that's it. And one of the things I was mentioning in the last hour, but I want to bring up now, is, and when I talked to this very good Christian gentleman yesterday, God's Hand Grenade, Doug, I mentioned to him, I said, you know what my greatest concern is on the show? And he said, I don't know. I said, it's that people don't challenge me. And I'm not talking about ad hominem challenges, because I got lots of reasons why people can dislike me, because I talk too fast, act like I know everything, I interrupt my guests, I pontificate. Guess what? When I pontificate or say things, it's important that it's, at that point it's like a didactic class. I'm the professor and teacher, and you need to be quiet and listen. Now, I don't do it all the time, and sometimes I feel so emotionally driven, I have to. It's like the spirit in me saying, you've got to say these things because no one's ever framing them in a proper way or has the proper data, experience, etc. Now, what I want to, by challenging it, means I want you to present to me problems and issues that you think there's no solution to, and I will provide you with either a framework for a solution or a solution immediately on any problem on earth, whether it's the immigration issue, the healthcare issue, the space travel issue to setting up colonies on Mars, to geoclimatic change in terms of the road drought in the western United States, there is not an issue where I will not provide scientific, technical, or geopolitical or medical specs on how to present a solution or define a solution. And that's what I want. I want those questions. I beg you out there, don't be afraid. And people have to understand the source of my answers. It's not for me. 10% of the time I know or could collect from my own knowledge and intelligence the solution. 10%. 90%, and this is a supernatural gift that I have, I pray while you're presenting the problem and God inspires me, gives me, you know, knowledge, inspiration, visions, whatever, while we're talking, and I then present the solution to you. So I want you to understand that. So it's important to understand whether it's a health issue or geopolitical. I beg you to challenge me for solutions. Ryan, it's great to have you back. We're doing a number of things that are interesting in terms of diagnostics. I'm making a lot of progress in my research on quantum diagnostics, and I'm presenting a lecture in December in Vegas. I'm going to update in the next few weeks my video, which I presented about 2 months ago, that's kind of a rough draft of what the lecture is going to be about in December. And I've been working on this field for about 36 years. I have U.S. patents going back to the 1980s. What I've done is actually, this is quite, it sounds dramatic and it sounds excessive, but it's the facts. I've actually worked out the quantum biology of how biological systems, both humans, animals, and plants, etc., any living thing, even here or exopolitics, how it works in terms of quantum biophysics. What that means is we have technology now from other countries, and again, I stand on their shoulders, the QRMA machine developed by Dr. Zhu in China, the bioplasm and the metapathy with Hunter function developed by the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow with Dr. Nesterov and his team over the past 50 years. But I've been making my own discoveries. In fact, I can pull off the harmonic resonant frequencies. And if you look at the biology of what a biological system is, a cell. And what I like to do is I ask people questions, what is a cell? And they will give me usually a pat answer, you know. Well, you've been in this field for about 20 years, Ryan. If you were to ask real simple questions of what is a cell, what's your answer? What's a cell? It's an envelope with a membrane. It has inside a little nucleolus, which means it's another membrane. And inside that is genetic material. Inside that nucleolus, there's also mitochondria, which are a ring chromosome that's different from the chromatids of chromosome material, which is going to split by binary fission. What's a living cell?
What?
What makes it live? What's the force that makes a cell live?
God.
I'll make it simpler in terms of biophysics. Bruce Lipton, in his book last October 13, 2015, framed it in a 10th anniversary book that in his book called The Biology of Belief. Now, a lot of times he frames things that sound Eastern mystic and kind of weird. And I think there's a bent in him on the religious side that kind of tends that way. But he actually is talking about biology. And the way I'd frame it is that life is a dance between biophotons and the conformation of proteins that turn on and off genes. So in other words, without the dance of light, of infrared light and biophotons, and the changes in the conformations of proteins that will turn on and off genes and even write new genetic code, there is no life. In other words, you're not a statue where your genes determine exactly what you are. They're permissive. In other words, if you have the right nutrients in your body, if you have the right diet, if you have the right lifestyle and exercise and the right environment, which includes scalar biophysics like cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, scalar radiation, ultraviolet light, you're going to be healthy. And if you don't have the right nutrients and minerals and other things, your genes aren't even going to get turned on to make structural proteins and enzymes. Now, one of the primary principles about Nutrimeds and Nutrimedical is that the medical system has lost their way. They think that a disease is a flashing red light in the dashboard, and they need to get out the spray can to spray the little flashing light so that if the symptom goes away, the disease is okay. So, for example, let's say you get rheumatoid arthritis. Their idea is that if we can give you infliximab or metazolimab and knock the hell out of the so-called cytokines that are causing disease, we don't care if there's a stealth pathogen. We don't care if there's some degree of imbalance in the genetic control of the autoimmunity or the antigenic presentation on the cell surface. We're just going to knock the hell out of the immune system, which, by the way, can cause weird freaking cancers like, you know, hairy cell leukemia, or you can get infected with pathogens that ordinarily affect your pets that will actually infect human flesh now. So the medical system is nuts. And only about maybe 10 to 20% of the time are drugs appropriate. And even then, we're actually going to kind of push that back as the science of functional medicine gets more and more advanced. When you present, for example, minerals that are albion chelate, protein amino acid chelate, they even jump the blockade of getting through ion channels. So if someone's got zinc and copper deficiency that's going to protect their superoxydismutase, if you take our Minerals Plus, your SOD1 activity is going to go up. And if you take our Minerals Plus and you need vanadium and chromium, your insulin resistance is going to go down. And if you take things like BioLVR, because a lot of people have a polymorphism of vitamin B6, and if they take a synthetic form of B6 over 100 milligrams, they're actually going to induce neuropathy. So if you take the garbage nutrients from Vitacost and Amazon, whatever, and they tell you they're making XYZ form of vitamin, which is not a chemically equivalent or bioequivalent nutrient, or it's not jumping over the gene snipper defect, you're going to cause damage. Now, I was recently asked to be a consultant for the Living Longer Resort facility up in Palm Desert, California. So I'm a consultant with them now, and we can do quantum testing, and I can also recommend functional medicine testing. But we also are going to be doing a thing to detox and make healthier babies. And the idea is that if you've got a mother that's Hispanic, they have half of the time they're going to have a gene defect converting folic acid to 5-methylfolate. So one of the first things you want to tell mommies is they need to be on BioLVR, maybe superfolate and pyrimethyl B12. And if you measure things like a L-methionine challenge to give them methyl groups and find their homocysteine goes into orbit, you better get it down or they're going to fry their brain and their arteries over the next 20 years and they're going to get Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and neurodegenerative disorders. Homocysteine is a bad thing. Kilmer McCullough discovered at Harvard. What his colleagues did, because he's fresh out of residency, they persecuted Kilmer and they actually prevented him from advancing in his cardiology career because he said he was a nutball because he thought maple syrup urine disease, which causes a gene defect to cause excess homocysteine, so 10- and 12-year-olds get blocked arteries. He thought that maybe that's what a major cause of heart disease in adults. And he was right, and all the doctors around him were wrong. Now, with NutriMeds, what we do is we give you a prescription of nutraceuticals based on your history, maybe based on your conventional tests, but now we have quantum testing and functional testing. So, for example, when I do a cardiac evaluation, it's much more extensive than regular cardiologist. I'll include some of them. I'll tell them you need to get not just a straight EKG, because an EKG will pick up 14% of blocked arteries. A treadmill stress test will pick up 50 to 60%. That's not very good. A pharmacological stress test will pick up maybe 3/4. But the best test is a high-speed CT scan. None of the cardiologists are doing a blood viscosity test. None of them are measuring markers that cause increased rheologic, chances to form a clot. And if you start taking our nutraceuticals like natokinase, you're taking things like supernox to increase nitric oxide, you take minerals to increase your antioxidant superoxydismutase activity like Minerals Plus, and my Nutri Defense that actually has SOD in it, you take our super antioxidants like our gamma E Plus to stop nitroproxy and hydroproxy radical. I mean, I tell people if you're getting a migraine, take a CoQ10, ubiquinol, take a gamma E Plus, bite them, and stick a power muscle B12 under your tongue. And your migraine will be gone in 2 minutes. That's faster than the drugs that the damn doctors are going to give you that can make you feel awful. And I used to do them years ago, take those drugs, and you feel like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to take this. I'm going to feel like my arms and legs are going to feel like spaghetti and they're really heavy, and I'm just not going to function normally for hours. And when you take these, literally the migraine is gone. So they have to understand the principles of functional medicine include conventional medicine, but they go well beyond it. They go into genetics, stealth pathogens, intermediate metabolism, toxicology. They actually explain what the biology of cells are. Cells are a dance between biophotons and your DNA. That's what they are, all living things, whether it's a plant, animal, or human, or an organism in the sea, a phytoplankton, or a giant sequoia tree. They're all a dance between the biophotons and the DNA, changing conformational proteins, turning on and off genes, and even writing new DNA code. Or epigenetic code, we call it, which is written, by the way, in microtubules. So, like solid-state circuits. So, it's pretty exciting. It means we now have tests where somebody can say, hey, doc, can you do me a consult where you not only include a QRMA and a metapathia, I can look at their 23andMe and their Prometheus analysis, which costs $5 online to do for them once they get their 23andMe test. And they can send that to me as an email and say, doc, what do you think I should do? And I can tell them what nutrients they need to take to jump their gene defects. And they're all NutriMeds. Is that cool or what?
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's so cool. And now what I'm doing, and I've opened up 2 days ago all the wellness conditions, but I'm doing two layers on that. I'm going to put videos in there for the average public so they can say how to use these protocols. Free for anybody. Anybody who enters. I'm also going to put professional level videos in there that are going to be there. And the professional level ones are going to be pay-per-view. So if you hit the link, you're going to be taken over to Vimeo. And you're going to have to pay because these are for like doctors. Because I'm going to train doctors how to do functional medicine. And I'm going to make it available so they can just log in. And it's not going to be expensive. It's like $5, $10 to see a video that explains how to deal with, say, congestive heart failure or autoimmune inflammatory bowel disease or scleroderma or how to deal with the intraocular hypertension and acute macular degeneration or post-traumatic brain injury and concussion we call BOF syndrome. You know, I put together a protocol last year after I saw the movie coming out about concussion that they had Will Smith on. I can provide a protocol with our nutrimids we have right now that can significantly stop the danger of someone with specific genetic predispositions, because I can even tell you what genes predispose someone with a contact sport like NFL football or NBA basketball to getting a BOF syndrome and ending up with post-BOF Parkinsonian disease or neurodegeneration. I can tell you exactly who they are. I can tell you what imaging studies, I can tell you what organic acids, and I can give you the specific nutraceuticals to stop it. And I'll bet you can guess what they are. We would give them Brain Mag and Combine. We would give them Gamma E+. We give them CoQ10 Ubiquinol. We give them Cognition Plus and Brain Power of Vinpocetine. So let's go through a few of those to demonstrate the principles that what we have now are tools to quantifiably find out what the problem is, and even genetics to find out what the problem is, and then nutraceuticals to counter and protect the person so if they're involved in a contact sport, they don't need to have their brain go on fire. Mm-hmm. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is just awesome information because everybody's getting more conscientious, obviously, about their brains, how we age, and also just the activities, like you're saying, that it could be playing football or other sports, soccer even.
Or baseball. You used to be a baseball guy. If you get a baseball on the side of the head, and even if you've been doing it 2 years, and all of a sudden, the baseball players have a big helmet on, and people don't realize it. If you get a baseball in the temporal lobe area of your brain, you can get serious permanent damage from one ball hitting your one head. And people need to know that there's protective things you could take. I can give a cocktail, you think, before you go out in the field. And if you get hit, you get, number one, you've had the cocktail in your system. Number two, you get hyperbaric oxygen and transcranial pulse light therapy and pulse magnetic field. It doesn't turn into a catastrophe. But if you don't listen to me, you're going to end up with metabolic and inductive changes to your epigenetics, and genetics are going to screw up your brain. And that's why we have a lot of these guys. I was watching a movie the other day because my son is a football maniac. He's a FanDuel genius. In fact, he was on a thing last week, and he actually was second out of 200,000 kids and young men, probably mainly young men, on FanDuel because he almost got a ticket to go to the November thing because he had one last year to go to the San Diego International Conference. He made a lot of money, big figures, six figures.
Wow.
Okay, so he's pretty damn good at this, but what I was watching this documentary about this poor young football player, and they're showing the parts of the brain that light up when he's playing football, which are the certain pleasure centers, and how he's just withdrawn from that now because he's got this brain injury, and now he can't play a sport, which is like his life. Now, I want to tell you out there, you're not going to solve it with better and fancy helmets. They're going to help a little bit, and they're going to reduce the shearing force to the brain. And they should be connected, by the way, to the shoulders and back. But what you need to do is you need to actually buffer the brain against the shearing force trauma inducing metabolic changes that can cause BOF or brain on fire with specific genetic defects and mineral deficiencies and polymorphisms that we can correct. And better helmets, I can design a way better helmet than the garbage they have right now. It's stupid, the helmets they have right now compared to what I would provide. It would change the shearing force. You'd have a sine wave shearing force rather than a spiky one. But we don't have that. But that's only a tiny fraction. What we need is to apply our Nutrimed. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Ryan about each of these products. So if you or your kids are playing it, or you're in a AAA sport, or you're in a contact sport, Dr. Bill has the answer. And I can prove it if you just listen.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Let's get into it. I'm going to let you be the expert on each of these nutraceuticals because you're super knowledgeable. You're our top guy in our NutriMed team. So go ahead and tell us about Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Gamma E Plus. You want to turn off a migraine, bite into a Gamma E Plus, CoQ10, Ubiquinol, and put a Power Muscle B12 under your tongue. It's amazing. It's, you know, there should be banner ads say, ta-da, no more migraines. I went out the other night, last Friday, and I had a bucket of Brussels sprouts that were these, you know, they were fried Brussels sprouts and nice spices. They were good. And I love vegetables that are like these Brussels sprouts. I'm a Brussels sprout maniac. But it started to detox me so fast. On my left eye, I started seeing a window pane that looked like one of these glass window panes of all different colored glass. And I thought, oh, crap. I haven't had a migraine in like 3 or 4 years. So as soon as I get home, I bit into 2 CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Sorry, 1, yeah, 2 CoQ10 Ubiquinol. 2 or 3 Gamma E Plus. And within 2 minutes, it was just gone. And what happens is when I get a migraine, I start to go partially blind, and then pretty damn well completely blind in the eye that's affected, and then spreads. Now, people need to know that if you have bad migraines, it's a risk factor for stroke. Okay? So if you're taking these nutraceuticals and you're at risk because you've had migraines in the past, there's a family history of stroke, it goes away. You don't get a vasospasm or an embolic stroke. And you know, not only that, you stop having migraines, which make you, you know, when it's before it's in the painful phase, when it's just what we call the scintillating visual or auditory change phase, it's scary as hell. And when it disappeared, I'm cheering. I can watch my show. I was watching Dr. Martin's on the last series of the series, and I said, it's gone, dear. It went faster than Imitrex, which is a very awful drug. I mean, if you ever take Imitrex for migraine, just like, I don't want to take this, man. I'm going to feel awful after I take this. And it's worked slowly, like half hour, 45 minutes. This worked in 2 minutes. So let's go through each of these, Ryan. If we want to stop Bob or Brandon Fire from post-traumatic concussion, this is what you do. Go ahead.
Well, the Brain Mag is a really critical formulation for a lot of people because this is a particular magnesium that is basically sucked across the blood-brain barrier. And we think that all magnesium must certainly get across at kind of all the same rate. That is just not what science has found out. And a lot of the challenges that happen, as you're saying, with the brain, one of the most critical things we need to do is make sure the elemental amounts of magnesium are present, because it can have a dramatic impact on how the brain is functioning. And then, of course, we can move into other measures, you know, to support the way that the brain is being fueled and being protected on other areas. But we don't want to overlook magnesium. So Brain Mag, and that is a formulation that has just been absolutely a home run for a lot of people with cognitive difficulties. Maybe they have family history of Alzheimer's. Maybe there's sort of a PTSD-type format, which in animal studies that have been done, they talk about, you know, fear extinction and being able to get rid of that very effectively. There's just so many cool things. Cognitive impairment, though, as we age and decline, that's another area that in human clinical studies, this material, this particular magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier in 12 weeks has a significant impact in actually regressing people's age-related cognitive decline. I mean, that's just...
I like to use sarcasm here. One of the things is Donald Trump is a good man who wants to fix America, but he's got what I call Trumpheimer's disease. And if you took Brain Mag and Combine, he'd be a calm as a cool cucumber. He'd pivot. He wouldn't chase the mouse, the cheese, like Hillary Clinton and Lester Holt did the other night. He'd be a communicative human being, which, by the way, he's a good man. He just lacks the skills because he's a degree of Alzheimer's, of what we call Asperger's syndrome and autism. So we can make him more appropriate by simply giving him a little cocktail. Sip on this, Donald. I'm going to send it to Roger Stone and say, hey, Donald, before you get to the next debate, take a sip of this Combine the Brain Mag, please. He'll go out sold there, and if they try to pivot him, he's not going to chase the cheese. He's going to act much more appropriate to the next set. I think it's CNN's Anderson Cooper, and there's another one there from CNN. Good, good. So then maybe, and the same thing with kids in classroom. Some classes now, the entire class are kids that are inappropriate. They got oppositional defiance behavior, ADD, ADHD, they're sensitive to foods they eat. The bumper came in like a storm. I guess we'll be back in a few minutes. Back in a minute, just going to run for bio break. Yeah, you're doing a great job, right?
You are tuned in to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And so, Ryan, let's continue on this line. Using the idea of concussion, which is a big deal, that movie that came out last December, with a protocol that actually can solve it, and quantitative testing that can identify it and see if you've got an improvement. That's why when we get, as I say, we had our first black president, Obama. We're going to soon have, if Trump gets in, which I hope, we'll have our first Asperger's autistic president. How's that?
Explains a lot.
It does. Explains everything. But by the way, everything's treatable. When we talked last week about, this is my son Matthew, and he's pretty smart in terms of the biochemistry. He's studying functional medicine, oriental medicine, naturopathy, and he's going to be getting his degrees here in the next few years. We talked about the monoamine oxidase 2 gene polymorphism at 15% risk in causing violent behavior, obstructive behavior, and criminal behavior on the part of blacks, where it's less than 0.5% in white populations, which is why white populations tend to be more calm. And this, of course, profiles blacks, which is why cops are sensitized. If you had a black skin, you might have this gene, and you might be ready to blow the cop away. So I don't think of it as deterministic. I would say one of my favorite movies was The Young Frankenstein. These people, these young men, especially with a bad diet and a mama and no daddy, and, you know, eating the wrong food all the time and having the gene defect, they have an abnormal brain. So when we have someone who gets bunked on the head, I can even tell you which gene SNPs are going to predispose someone in the NFL or NBA to getting BAFF or brain on fire. I can tell you, oh, you're at higher risk because you've got XYZ genes. And they found out that if you have a black kid or Hispanic kid, they have 2 to 3 times the chance, if they get stacked vaccines, of turning autistic. This is not a joke. This is real serious. So if you're white, your chances are a lot less because you don't have these gene SNPs. And if you get bunked on the head and you have the wrong gene SNPs, you're more likely to get a brain that literally the microglia upregulate peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, and you eventually get inflammatory changes to your brain that causes problems. So let's continue on this list. We have Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and we have some other things in there that are cell detox, glutathione, etc. You know, these are amazing nutraceuticals, aren't they?
Yeah. I like Brain Power is a very interesting one. It's a high dose of vinpocetine, and that's a very interesting nutrient that basically has the effect of enhancing circulation, and so like oxygen and nutrient delivery into the brain. It actually does it throughout the body, but it has a profound effect in the brain. But what's also cool is as it's delivering more fuel, it also delivers an antioxidant protection effect. So it protects the brain tissue, even though you're able to burn more fuel, which if you think about a car and the exhaust and the damage that would occur. So you basically become a lot more efficient at being able to utilize your fuel and then also not damage the cells. And so for a lot of people that need to enhance the way that they're learning, kind of the limitless idea of saying, hey, I want my brain to not only capture more data, retain more data, and protect my brain, then you'd be looking at something like Brain Power. The Cognition Plus is really, I look at that one as a multifaceted approach to attack, you know, and protect the brain from the aging process, from the stress and environment that is starting to cause it not to function properly.
Right.
It comes at it from a lot of different aspects that people are familiar with, where, again, it has vinpocetine in there, it has bacopa, it's got ginkgo, it's got huperzine A, it's got many different things that people have heard, thought, theorying. They hear about these nutrients, and they generally are kind of like picking one here, one there, and they're not really sure. This is a really neat way to kind of go after a comprehensive approach to just say, hey, look, we're not exactly sure which one's going to be the most critical for you, but working together synergistically with it, this tends to work very well for a lot of people that are starting to, you know, have some challenges with the brain and cognition issues.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, some other ones I like if you're diabetic or have high levels of hemoglobin A1C, we have Nutri-Trolley, we also have carnosine D-Link, we have the cell detox glutathione, which is one of the most important, and you know, of course you need all the minerals to go with that, which is Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus. These are protein amino acid chelates. We also have our indiumese, and I'm working on a new form of indium with a new technology that I've developed for our NutriSilver. Ryan, one of the things that's important that we haven't talked about for a while is chelation, and let's talk about this for a minute. A lot of people are not aware that their free iron levels, ferritin level, their levels of, say, arsenic, lead, mercury, etc., are a major factor regulating inflammation in tissues and causing vascular disease and other health problems. We have Chelator Max. Let's talk about Chelator Max, why this is, I think it's superior to IV chelation. IV chelation is very tough on the body. You have to give a Myers cocktail afterward, and it doesn't have all the trace minerals and micronutrients that are present in the body, so it's only partially replacing all the things that are missing. So, let's talk about Chelator Max and why this is a fantastic formula. And it goes with our health problems. If we do a QRMA test, or you get a 23andMe, or sorry, you get a PAC red cell analysis for the 22 major and minor minerals and heavy metals done at Genova Labs through directlabs.com, you can actually order the kit and get the blood draw by LabCorp or Quest or Mobile Blood Tech. It shows you which minerals you have that are heavy metals, lead, mercury, arsenic. For example, if you have arsenic, it's either due to well water or you're eating chicken. That's basically the main reasons why people have high arsenic, because the chicken feed for all the commercial chicken farms across America have arsenic in the feed. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is really crazy.
It is, and I ask people, I usually follow up, and I said, now your arsenic is high in your QRMA test. They said, how many times a week do you have chicken? Oh, I have it 3 times a week. I'm thinking, well, I know why now. So if you're going to do that, you got to pull that lead out. You're going to take the arsenic out of your body because it's very toxic to your blood vessel walls and your brain and your other organs like your adrenal glands. And even your skin, you'll see people start to pigment up and start to get a funny hue or color to them because the arsenic is changing the pigment cells in their skin. Weird, eh?
Frightening. Yeah.
Yeah. And people aren't aware of it. I mean, they're regular doctors. And my doctor just gave me a clean bill of health. He says my tests are fine. And then I can look at their data and say, whoa, this MAC panel doesn't look good. What do you mean your doctor said everything was fine? It's, and I call it Forrest Gump moment. Stupid is as stupid does. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't be insulting to see my doctor stupid. I said, well, what else can I say? Sorry. They're going to hurt you because they're going to tell you you got a clean bill of health and you got horrible things cooking. You can almost see the steam rising out of your ears because something bad is cooking inside your body. And it may not even have symptoms. That's the thing is people don't realize you don't have to have symptoms to have something bad going on inside your body. Right? So, chelation. Let's talk about this for a minute. What makes this formula so good for oral chelation?
Well, the fact is that you have an option to do oral chelation is one of the keys where you're constantly being bombarded by our environment and you'd like to constantly kind of, if you will, not let the bucket fill up to the top and spill out with symptoms, but to slowly be able to pull those things away, those toxins out of our bodies, just like we talked about doing detoxification, dietary modification. We just have to recognize the fact that heavy metals are a part of the environment in which we live. Some we absolutely have to critically have. Others, you just don't want them to continue to build up because they're going to trigger more inflammatory process, get a cytokine balance out of whack, and lead down a road you don't want to go. And so, obviously, people are looking at IV chelation therapy, and that can be very helpful for people that are in a pretty challenged state. But for a lot of individuals where they're starting to see lower and lower performance of the body and inflammatory markers starting to creep up and up and up and then leading them down the road of hey, where is this going? Probably not in a good place.
Right.
You start looking at something like the Chelarmax and being able to say, hey, look, we can start basically effectively and safely lowering this burden on the body and enhancing the fact that your immune system.
Right. And you can literally change, rewrite the course of what's going to happen to you 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. People don't realize that if we can start cleaning up the biological imbalances, the heavy metals, the nutritional deficiencies, you're going to have different bone densities, stronger muscles, hormones can stay normal through menopause and andropause, you're not going to get congestive heart failure, you won't turn frankly diabetic. Remember, a lot of people are hyperinsulinemic, and it can predispose to osteoarthritis and other health problems like dyslipidemia, but you don't have to go there. You have to identify the problem first, and then you actually fix the underlying cause. Don't paste it up or cover it up with a drug. And, there's very few drugs that are useful. For example, one gentleman called me yesterday, and his doctor just found out his blood sugar was like 286, and his hemoglobin A1C was 10.3. He said, you're diabetic. And he said, well, what do I do? I said, the doctor gave me Glucophage. I said, that's okay, stay in Glucophage. But most of the other drugs they're going to give you are going to screw you up. They're going to raise your blood insulin, which is bad. They're not going to deal with elevated glucagon, which converts proteins in your liver overnight into sugar. And they're not going to stop the oxidative stress in your blood vessels and your tissue and your brain because basically, most people don't want to believe this, but Alzheimer's disease is diabetes of the brain. I call it type 3 diabetes. You probably heard that term before, type 3, right?
Yes, that
right,
I have.
Ryan? Yeah, type 3.
Yep.
People say, no. I said, everybody's be developing what we call diabetic Alzheimer's disease. It takes a while to get there, but if you keep on driving on the same road, that's where you're going. And then if you get the people to go and challenge their doctor, you can tell the doctor gets very embarrassed. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And unfortunately, that's pretty well a universal thing. They just don't know.
I think that, people can label all these different things, all different kinds of names, but you continue to lead back to you. It's like really you're just seeing a metabolic progression of degradation of the body, and then you can just call it whatever you want. It's just taking it out on different parts of the body, and it's like, man, so what started here, like you're saying, that wasn't functioning as well in a far-reaching area, hey, your toe, but now it's creeping into your eyes or creeping into the way your brain is working, and it's like, but it's the same problem.
Yeah.
It's just progress.
Exactly. Now, of course, the other thing is that the doctor, sir, this is really unusual, but the doctor measured his blood insulin. Fasting blood insulin to say if he was deficient in insulin. Now, type 2 diabetes is always insulin resistance. It's only type 1 where your pancreatic islet cells, Langerhans cells, are actually getting, your beta cells are being destroyed by anti-islet cell antibodies. And I did research 30 years ago with the University of South Florida measuring Allison antibody levels in relatives. And if you got an acute infection, let's say influenza or a major virus, we would see their anti-Allison antibodies, because we did this test at the Children's Hospital in Calgary, Alberta. We would see it go right through the ceiling. Now, if they had a first-degree relative, they would often have very low levels of antibodies against their islets. But if they got a major trauma like a car accident or a major infection, it went crazy. All of a sudden, they turned type 1 diabetic. So in other words, a major trauma, major infection, major emotional trauma can precipitate your body to attack your beta cells and bye-bye, see you later, pancreas. Now, it will come back, but the problem is it's constantly smoldering infection that's chewing away at the beta cells that even try to regenerate. What I told this guy, I said, well, what was your fasting blood insulin? He said it was 4. I said, does your doctor know, or do you know what the normal insulin is in a normal adult person? No. I said, he didn't tell you. It's 2, which means you got double the normal amount of insulin. Number one, part of the reason why you're in trouble with your diabetes is if you had made 6 times the normal amount of insulin, your blood sugar would be normal. But it doesn't mean your insulin is normal, and when your insulin's that high, you're going to do several things. First off, your cells are poisoned with excess salts. You're at risk of going to congestive heart failure, getting hypertension, because hypertension basically is salt poisoning of your cells, and you're not pumping out the sodium, because the primary effect of insulin is this thing called a sodium-potassium ATPase. It pumps out sodium and pumps in potassium. That's the basis of all hypertension, insulin resistance throughout the cells of your body. You can add all kinds of other little things on it in terms of the heart's not pumping enough and the blood vessels and all this other stuff, but the primary thing is salt poisoning. So everybody who's hypertensive has insulin resistance, the same way as osteoarthritis. Everybody that has osteoarthritis has insulin resistance. So the resistance causes increased cytokines in their joints, including you can actually draw the fluid out of the synovial fluid and measure levels of peroxynitrate, and it's going to be high. So no wonder the joints are on fire. They're actually creating cytokines that are cooking the joints. So when we start to affect these things, we often hit them laterally, like leptin metabolic. We do things like cell detox glutathione. We do things to try to repair the joints that's being chewed up with joint performance and tendon bender. And collagen max is going to build a building blocks to rebuild the joint. And we have anti-inflammatories that won't screw up your prostaglandins, like Inflamax and Cell Defense Plus, which is a curcumin complex that actually will heal the tissue, stimulate the stem cells, and shut down the cytokines that are abnormal, but not shut down cytokines or prostaglandins that are cytoprotective. For example, if you take a non-steroidal drug from your dumb doctor and they're trying to stop your knees from hurting when you want to play golf, you can precipitate a heart attack or a stroke. And this is common knowledge. This is not esoteric way the hell out there. Common knowledge, pharmacists and doctors know if you take non-steroidals, you're asking for a heart attack or a stroke or renal failure. Nasty, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah. And for example, if you take Arthrotec, which has Cytotec, which is a specific thing to protect you from the toxic effects of the anti-inflammatory, and you're diabetic, say goodbye to your kidneys. See you later, buddy. It was nice knowing you. Left kidney, right kidney. Have a nice day. And the doctor should damn well know this, and same with the pharmacist. And I recently, last year, I had a pharmacist who called me, and he said, my kidney function got zapped because it took Arthrotec. I said, you should have known better. He didn't. And I said, I'll get your kidneys back. You know what I gave him? I gave him ultracyamin B1. He would not take more than one thing, so just gave him ultracyamin B1. I would have otherwise given him vein away and probably probably some other things to help us, to turn up the free radicals like cell detox glutathione. But he just took the ultracyamin B1 fat-soluble thiamine, and in 6 months, his renal function, his GFR went to normal. Normal. So if he kept on sliding, he was going to slide into dialysis zone. Nasty, hey?
Yep.
Yeah, and the over-the-counter non-steroidals, where the dumb doctor is giving, anti-inflammatory so you can play golf on the weekends, these doctors are screwing up your joints, getting you ready for a joint replacement 5 years from now, and saying goodbye to your kidneys if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic. Have a nice day. See you later. Disturbing, isn't it? Just like I had interviewed Dr. Graveline from NASA. He had transient global amnesia. TGA, okay? Transient global amnesia. This is a NASA MD working with NASA scientists and astronauts. And he started taking a HMD chorea reductase inhibitor. And in 3 months, he couldn't recognize his wife and didn't know where the hell he was. So they had to take him off. He saw some functional medicine docs and they said, oh, well, this is why you've lost your brain. So they took him off and started to give him things to rehab. What I do is I, number one, get him off the HMG. the equivalent to lower cholesterol is just omega cod liver liquid, 10 mils, 20 mils in the morning. That's it. Have a little orange juice or whatever. And then if you want to regenerate the brain, Neurogen to remyelinate your brain, turn off the brain on fire with, you know, brain power and cognition plus and remyelination with, you know, giving omega cod liver liquid, omega supreme krill, omega supreme, which are new superabsorbed because the phospholipids in your brain require, all those membranes require to be regenerated. And improved neurotransmitters, you need to take minerals plus. And guess what? His brain came back. And he realized that my doctor poisoned me and made my brain shut off, and he was a NASA scientist. So, that's how crazy things are. If you want functional medicine help, and it doesn't matter if you're a patient or a physician, this is the place to go. NutriMedical will show you how to use these tools, what tests to do to monitor how you're doing, and keep in touch with you.
American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back. And, so, Ryan, I'm very excited. I mean, having been in medicine since 1977, next year it'll actually be a total, gee, that's a long time, eh? Time flies, doesn't it, when you're having fun and doing battle with the powers of darkness and stupidity. And believe me, stupidity is more dangerous than darkness. you know, I like the comment by Einstein, he says, you know, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. That's an Einsteinian, I call it the equation of the human mind. Pretty funny, eh? He had some funny, good one-liners, didn't he?
Oh, well, genius in a lot of ways, right?
Oh, yeah, but he actually could have been a good stand-up comedian. If he didn't like doing quantum mechanics or working with the special general theory of relativity, he could be a stand-up comedian. If he had television, yeah, he could probably be really up there with the other late-night TV hosts because he had a quick mind. And as they say, the smartest people in the world are quantum physicists and comedians, believe it or not. And they actually, when they do IQ tests and so on, they're the smartest people on the planet, comedians and quantum mechanics. Kind of an interesting group, isn't it? So, Ryan, we have now protocols. I have hundreds of protocols there, and we're constantly updating them. Here's the method. They're now available. This is the third day. Anybody can look at those protocols. If it's not extensive enough or it looks like the date when it was printed is a year or two old and you want more information, just email me and I'll give you a free update to the protocol and I'll post it. I'm going to expand them a lot in terms of information, put more videos, and also professional link videos for professionals like doctors and dentists and so on. That'll be pay-per-view. Anybody, by the way, can look at the pay-per-view, not just professionals. But it'll be there because it's going to be primarily for physicians are going to learn much more deep, actually, what these are, how to do functional medicine. Functional medicine includes conventional medicine. That's why when, for example, if somebody's post-op and they want to recover faster, say, from plastic surgery, if a plastic surgeon called me and said, Deagle, I want people to have less pain post-op, and I want them to recover faster, and I don't want their skin to droop, and I want their scar to heal quickly and not form, you know, a keloid. Well, we can give them nutraceuticals for that. We'd have them using a lumen photon in the post-op recovery room. We'd have them starting before they even have surgery, collagen max. We would have them taking, anti-inflammatories, Inflamex afterwards so they didn't get a scar tissue or form a keloid. I mean, literally, you can take any type of work, you know, let's say biological or regular dentistry, and you want to say, oh, we're going to remove my mercury amalgams. You better darn well start on Keloid Max 2 months before you remove those amalgams and do it very slowly and systematically rather than dumping them all out in your bloodstream. So, you know, in other words, no matter what specialty, no matter what endeavor, including deep tissue massage, chiropractic, or sports training, I can customize protocols to make any doctor or health professional or professional trainer do a better job using a combination of nutraceuticals and technology, hyperbarics, epigenetic pulse light and other therapies, all kinds of things. And that's why we also have a clinic affiliation now with the Living Longer Institute up in Palm Desert, California. They'll soon have all the technologies for the diagnostics, but they also have all the therapies like extracorporeal counterpulsation, light therapy, detox, hyperbarics, everything available there. So, Ryan, thank you, and we will see you again. Boy, time flies. It's
Thursday. Thank you, Dr. Bell.
You'll be back, I guess, next too. No, you're not here next week, are you?
Next Thursday, I'll be here.
Next Thursday, Ryan's back. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
I can't believe it's going to be October, I believe. Thank you, Ryan. You did a great job, as always. Back in a moment with hour number three with The Tim. We're going to do a post-debate autopsy and direction of where we're going with what's happening with all these things of Bill's AIDS, the death of Shimon Peres, and much, much more. In hour number three, you want to stay tuned. We're going to do an autopsy on the news, including the crash in New Jersey and Hoboken.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.